Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Butler, Basel, Switzerland. April 13, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Butler, your letter is received. You speak of many things. I have arisen at 2:30 to write to you. I am greatly disappointed at your decisions. I was in my dreams in your councils the night before the letter came, and I was very sad, for I could not sanction your movements, for there was too much of the opinion of men and but little of the counsel of God. I told them in the morning that we should hear of things that day that would make us sad, and in a few hours your letter came. I will not say much for fear of being misunderstood and casting burdens where I should not. I cannot feel that your course toward Elder Wagoner is altogether right. I think you have shut off the man where he has no chance of his life. He cannot recover himself, and placing Elder Haskell as editor of The Present Truth is simply a farce. I see no light in these things. Then we are waiting to have Elder Haskell come here to consult together and start the work in England. But he is held there in America, and we are here, and time is being lost. Why not take Elder Farnsworth to do the work in New England and release Elder Haskell to come to Old England? I see nothing before us but perplexity. But so it must be. We shall probably be detained here another year. I cannot see the hand of the Lord in these arrangements. Do not take too great stock in reports brought to you from California by those who do not understand the situation. Sometimes I feel that I must hasten to America. Then again, I think the work here is unfinished, and we do not want to leave it thus. Much as we have desired to be at the California camp meeting, I have not attended one general state meeting in California since the one in Healdsburg when I was raised up from my severe sickness. I greatly desire to attend some camp meetings east of the Rocky Mountains, but this delay makes it impossible. There is great need of someone who can write and issue books, but we have not one here who is able to do this, in Switzerland or England. Brother Whitney tries to write, but he buries up his ideas in such a mass of words that he cannot do much to the best effect. We are distressed at the outlook for bookmakers. I had written you letters, but thought best not to send them. We must seek God with fasting and with prayer. We must not let go of faith. Perhaps the way has closed up for help to come to England, and we may have to remain. It seems thus now. I think we shall not, at present appearances, cross the broad waters for 1 year longer. If we can, in that time, bind off the work there, we will leave Europe in peace and feeling that we have done all that is required of us. Please, my brother, do not exalt Elder Farnsworth. It will ruin him if you do. His only safety is in keeping low at the feet of Jesus. He is inclined to be self-sufficient. I send you a copy of a letter sent them at California, supposing they will go there. I was hoping to learn something in regard to Brother and Senior Maxon, but was disappointed. We seem to be so far isolated here in Europe from our American brethren, but we will seek to trust in God and wait patiently for Him, and He may work for us in unexpected ways. Oh, that the Lord would reveal Himself and work mightily in our behalf. I will hope and pray and trust.